Billy Graham died today at age 99, and as we look at his legacy, a recurring question is this: who is the next Billy Graham? It's a question that Bill Martin hears often as the author of a biography on Graham called A Prophet with Honor.
It's not any one person, but these tens of thousands of preachers trained by his organizations.
That organization is the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Leighton Ford is a former vice president of that organization. He's also a brother-in-law to Billy Graham, and he joins us now. Dr. Ford, good afternoon, and condolences to you and your family.
Mark, thank you so much. We've already felt that from so many sources already today.
And can you share anything about the recent days or weeks of Reverend Graham's life?
Sure. As I'm sure you probably have heard, his vital signs have been good, but his hearing and his eyesight have diminished a good bit, so he could neither see or hear very much. And the last time we were up there, which was around Christmas time, I'm not sure he knew we were there, but he was up every day, and he was eating and he was sleeping. And when we left, just about the time we left, Jeannie said to him, Billy Frank, that's how she addressed him, called him. She said, Billy Frank, I'm going back to Charlotte now, and I wish I could take you with me. And it was a moment he said, me too. So those were the last words that he heard, that we heard from him.
Hmm. Well, and what about in recent years? We didn't hear a lot about Billy Graham. Can you say what his life was like and how he occupied his time?
I don't know how he occupied his time except for that he was living. We wondered really at 99 how long he would go on, but he was well taken care of by a couple of nurses who across the years had taken care of him. He liked to eat bananas and lemon pie. He could take that. As far as being able to communicate, for the last several years, it's been only a few words at a time. So he really isn't. I think he was somewhat aware of what was going on around him from time to time, but his hearing being so bad, there was not much response that came.
I see.
I wondered what he thought of. Jeannie asked him one time, a couple of years ago. She said, "What do you think about all the time?" And he waited a few moments and said, "I wish I could tell you." I'm not sure what he meant. He couldn't remember, or whether he just meant he couldn't communicate it.
Mm-hmm.
So to see this man have been so vital, so strong in his capacities and his speaking, to be in his human frailty was very poignant for us.
Well, Dr. Ford, you knew Reverend Graham both as a longtime colleague in ministry and also, as we've discussed here, as family. What will you personally remember most about him?
I've been remembering my first time I ever met him when I was a 17-year-old leader of a youth meeting in Canada, and he came to be our speaker, and he spoke that night, and we expected there'd be a huge response, but there wasn't. And afterwards, I was disappointed. He came over and just put an arm around me and said, "I believe God has given you a call and a concern to see people know the Lord, and I'm going to pray for you, and if you stay humble, I believe God will use you." So I've never forgotten that arm around my shoulder. And when I told him that story 3 or 4 years ago and said, "Thank you for that arm around the shoulder," he just said, "Praise the Lord." So those personal touches. I remember when our daughter Debbie had a second occurrence of cancer. She was at the Mayo Clinic. Didn't know he was there. He met her in the hall, waiting in a wheelchair, and she ran to him, and he held her and hugged her and prayed for her. And she later said, "Uncle Billy, as far as I'm concerned, that's the best sermon you ever preached." So I remember the personal voice of Billy Graham. And also that strong, clear, compelling voice, that wonderful voice that he had. It was like a train in the early morning out of the prairies in place that just rang out so clear. The voice and then the message that he brought, which was always focused on his favorite Bible passage, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." Those are the things that I remember. And there are many others. As I saw him in so many situations across the world, but those are especially meaningful to me.
Dr. Leighton Ford, evangelist, author, and brother-in-law to Reverend Billy Graham, thanks so much for taking time to talk with us today.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate your calling very much.